Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chuck and Winkler, Milwaukee's longest-running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30-plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Obviously, I'm the Packer owner. Chuck would be the longtime reporter or journalist or whatever you want to call yourself for this team. NFL draft coming up Thursday, round one, rounds two and three on Friday. We'll have coverage both nights right here on The Fan. Tomorrow night, they're going to be at the Q Club of Wisconsin. Bill, Gary, Paul Emig. On Friday, myself, Ryan Horvath, and many others are going to have you covered during rounds two and three, as the Packers have a couple of different ways that they can go in this draft. We'll talk NFL draft with Ross Tucker, who joins us on the hotline, radio.com sports insider. Ross Tucker has had a nice long career in the NFL and a very successful one after that. Ross, good to have you back on the program. How are you?
Hey, Ross.
Ross Tucker, the illustrious...
Ross, it's too good to stop now.
Ross Tucker, joining us on the great Midwest Bank hotline.
Well, it's a great start to the 7 o'clock hour. Back to the Brewers. Is it too early for the Brewers?
Is it too early to be concerned about this phone call with Ross Tucker?
Our phone lines have been working all day long.
Mm-hmm. He's played offensive line for the Redskins, Cowboys, Bills, Patriots, Browns, 7-year career. He's very good. And I don't even want to pretend to stall, Chuck, right now. I just think we sit in silence.
You know, I think this is a problem that we have during the 7 o'clock hour once in a while, but we're going to solve it right here.
Ross Tucker on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Hey, Ross.
Hi, Ross.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. Sounded gold, man. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, man, I was talking to you guys about how tomorrow night should be exciting, how you had two first-round picks, and it became pretty clear that you were not listening to me or hearing me.
Well, did you have mute on your iPhone?
I did not.
Oh.
No, I did not. I don't know what happened there, but I was like, wow, it's pretty rude. I was talking, and they just interrupted me right in the middle of me, you know, talking about how exciting tomorrow night should be for Packers fans.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes, once in a while, I'll get on the phone, I accidentally press... Got the mute thing going. I'm talking away, and the other person in the line is, hello, hello, hello. It's usually my ex-wife. All right, the Packers have two first-round picks. Do you think, ideally, they can get two? They should be able to get two impact players in that first round, two guys who can move in and actually be players for this team next year, don't you think, with this draft?
Yeah, I would agree. And I don't know if they'll both be starters, but that doesn't really matter anyway, right? I mean, what matters is whether or not they can get two guys that contribute, and I think that they probably will. And that's huge. I mean, you combine that with what they did in free agency with Billy Turner to help out the offensive line, and then especially Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith, and Adrian Amos. I love the direction this team's going in. You know, for years, guys, it really frustrated me that they were not more aggressive in free agency, especially during, frankly, Aaron Rodgers' prime. And the thing that was crazy to me about it, I know that wasn't really Ted Thompson's thing, but it seemed like, for the most part, with guys like Woodson, guys like Julius Peppers, it seemed like when they did dip their toes into free agency, it was generally pretty successful, which is why it was always a head scratcher for me why they wouldn't do it a little bit more and try to get this team over the hump.
You know, free agency this year, they do make those splashes, a lot of them on defense, and so the draft becomes, I think, less of a we have to get a guy and he has to be successful, and more of kind of a like a bonus of sorts. I mean, they still have holes that they need to fill, but because of those free agents, maybe
they're not as pressing. That being said, they did go out defensively in free agency, and now when they pick at 12, from what I see, there's a lot of guys in that edge rush position, maybe defensive line up front, maybe a linebacker, that at 12, that's probably where the Packers still should go. What do you know about this class of the front seven, and would the Packers be foolish to draft anything but one of those type of guys at 12 if they stay there?
Well, and I think the more I follow it, the more I feel like the best teams go out of their way to go into the draft without having a glaring need, right? So the Packers could get a wide receiver. They could get a tight end. They could always get somebody in the secondary. They could get a linebacker to play next to Martinez, depending on how they feel about Oren Burks. And to your point, they could absolutely get defensive linemen, because even though they brought in Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith, I think you can look and still say they're lacking depth there. There's no question. But the beauty of it, to your point, is there's not a single position where you're like, they have to get somebody there. They just have to. And so that enables them to really take the best guy. I wouldn't be surprised, frankly, if they took a tight end at 12 or 30. And, you know, they look not only a guy that could help them this year, but down the line. But I think the question for me on the D-line will be which guys are still available. And there should still be some pretty good guys. I think Rashawn Gary is going to fall because of his shoulder. I think Montez Sweat with the heart falls. I wonder if the Packers pull the trigger on either one of those two guys. They could also get any of the Clemson kids. I really like Christian Wilkins, and he would have some versatility to be even a D-end and early down and distance, slide inside in sub-package. So there's a bunch of guys, theoretically, if one of the Devins, Bush, or White fall to them, they could take him at 12 to pair with Martinez and have a run-and-hit guy. So the strength is undoubtedly along the defensive line, and I would imagine that the Packers probably come out of these two picks with getting at least one guy up front on the D-line. I've yet, since my rookie year in 2001, to hear a team say, we have too many good defensive linemen. Never heard it.
Yeah, no, that's a surplus. You get guys on the defensive line, and the Packers have had injuries on the defensive line and all that. And you know, there's been talk also about the Packers and their quarterback spot and what they're going to do at the quarterback spot. Should they start looking for their replacement for Aaron Rodgers already? We've been through this with Favre already, and now has it been? Is it time for the Packers to find a successor for Rodgers, or is it just too early?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's a very different situation than it was when they drafted Aaron Rodgers, right? I mean, and not that they needed to get a quarterback then, but, you know, back then, you know, people didn't think quarterbacks could play as long as they play now, right? So you kind of thought Favre in his mid-30s, you know, how much more did he have left? Plus, every year Favre was talking about how it might only be his last year or whatever. Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers, I think, is still in his prime at 35. He's under contract through 2023. I don't think there's any signs that the organization would get rid of him over the next, you know, 3 or 4 years. So I see really no value in drafting a successor when you don't even think you would get the benefit of his rookie contract. I mean, even if Aaron only, quote unquote, only plays, you know, 4 years, well, then you got to make the decision on the fifth year option for the guy without ever actually seeing him play. So I think that that's premature. I think times have changed. I think it's a much different situation than it was in 2005. I say no. That doesn't mean, based on how they feel about Kaiser, that they can't take somebody like a Will Greer or somebody in the third round or fourth round. They do have, I believe, a couple fourth round picks, and they could get a guy that they like, but not one of the two first rounders. And I don't think that would be, you know, we all read the Bleacher Report story. I don't think Aaron Rodgers would be thrilled with Gutekunst or Matt LaFleur if they use one of their two first round picks on a quarterback. And I don't blame them.
Talking with Radio.com Sports Insider Ross Tucker. Again, Radio.com, our free app. You can listen to us, our podcast, the station, anytime, no matter where you are in this large, great country of ours. Speaking of quarterbacks, a couple of teams that I'm curious about what they're up to. The Arizona Cardinals, who pick one, this will they, won't they with Kyler Murray thing is very interesting. And then the New York Giants, I want to ask you about too. They have to take a quarterback, right? Because their reluctance to move on from Eli is one of the most curious things in the entire league for me right now. What do you see those two teams eventually doing in the first round?
Well, let's start with Kyler Murray. And I would be shocked if the Cardinals did not take him tomorrow night. Absolutely shocked. Because if they don't take him, what was the point of feigning this interest the whole time? What did they accomplish? Some people say, well, they're trying to drive up a trade market. For who and for what? I mean, if they want the guy, they're going to take him at one. It's not like if they think Kyler's their franchise quarterback and everybody thinks they're going to take him, that the Raiders or Giants or some team can say, hey, we know you think Kyler Murray's the guy you want to take for the next 10 years, but what if we gave you this? No, I mean, if they want him, they're going to take him. So I haven't gotten any legitimate reason why they would be faking interest in Kyler Murray. And by the way, why would you do that to Josh Rosen? Why would you leave Josh Rosen hanging like this if you felt like he was your quarterback of the future, if you felt like he was your franchise guy? So they're taking Kyler Murray. I'd be surprised if they don't. And then the Giants become very interesting because I don't think they want to take a quarterback at six. You know, I think Dave Gettleman likes drafting guys that he thinks have Hall of Fame potential, like Saquon Barkley. I think he likes getting guys like that on his resume, so to speak. I think he wants to get one of these dominant defensive players and either trade for Josh Rosen or maybe take a quarterback at 17. Obviously, if there's a quarterback they like at 17 and they skip him at 6 and he gets taken, that's a horrendous mistake in my mind. A horrendous, horrendous mistake. But look, they've rode with Eli this long. Maybe they can justify it by saying, you know what? We'll trade for Rosen and or we'll get our quarterback next year. But I would expect them to come out of the first round with a quarterback either at 17 or to trade for Josh Rosen, which is what I would do. I wasn't a huge Rosen fan, but I'd much rather give up a third-round pick, maybe a second-round pick, to get Rosen than use a first-round pick on one of these guys in this year's draft.
Anybody you see in the draft that you see who's going to be a guy who's going to free fall tomorrow night? Maybe where all the draft Knicks have these guys rated high, but maybe won't go so high? And maybe somebody who might rise up and get drafted high after all, like, you know, Trubisky, the trade the Bears made on draft night a few years ago, and he was taken very high, and it turned out to be maybe the right move. But anybody you see like that, a riser and a guy who's going to fall?
Yeah, I actually think, you know, the Vegas over-under for quarterbacks in the first round is 3.5. And I've seen some people say recently they think 4 quarterbacks are going in the first 15 picks. I don't see it. You know, whether it's Daniel Jones or Drew Lock or maybe even Dwayne Haskins, I think one of those quarterbacks falls and perhaps totally out of the first round. You know, people that say 4 in the first 15, they're kind of counting on the Giants to take a quarterback at 6. I'm not sure that's happening. They think the Broncos will at 10. I'm not sure that's happening. Bengals at 11. You know, that's a possibility. I don't know. The Dolphins at 13, I don't think they're going to. Potentially the Redskins at 15. I wouldn't be surprised if one or more of the quarterbacks end up dropping, and I think that's a distinct possibility. I just don't think these teams are in love with these quarterbacks and necessarily going to pull the trigger like that. I do think he's kind of yo-yoed on the draft board. I do think Ed Oliver ends up going in the top 5 picks. There was a point there for a while where people weren't even talking about him like a top 10 guy, but he's back, and I think he's going to be a top 10 pick.
Ross Tucker, Radio.com Sports Insider, appreciate you hanging on with us despite how rude to you we were at the beginning of this call. We look forward to the draft, and we look forward to talking to you again.
No worries. You guys didn't know, and enjoy tomorrow night. It's kind of cool that you get to have excitement early and late tomorrow night.
Yeah, it should be fun. We appreciate it. We'll talk soon, Ross.
All right, take care, guys.
Ross Tucker joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. Again, tomorrow, big show, Q Club of Wisconsin, 2 to 6. After that, the draft begins. Bill Michaels, Gary Ellerson, Paul Imig, live on site, Q Club of Wisconsin. Friday night, we've got you covered. Myself, Ryan Horvath, and many others. The Friday Night Draft Show is back. We've got you covered for the first three rounds exclusively right here on The Fan. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it is. Always been a great Friday night doing that second round. We'll be talking. You think we'll be talking about two draft picks on Friday morning, or the Packers? The worst thing they could do is trade back, and we'll be full lines of people talking about how they did not take a first round pick, because I think we all like to see who the Packers are going to pick.
They trade back out of 12 and 30?
Yes, yes.
No chance.
What if they did that? They traded out of the first round both picks to get 4 second round picks. How about that?
What do you want the Packers to do at 12? Let's keep it that simple. What do you want them to do? What do you want them to do?
I think that's the million-dollar question out there.
414-799-1250. It's Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins. Talk a little more Packers with you. We've got Brewers to cover because they are fading, it seems. We'll talk Matt Velasquez at 8 o'clock. Talk the Bucks. Still don't know when that game is going to be.
Yeah, that's a $2 million question right there.
Yeah, for sure.
When are the Bucks and Celtics going to actually play? They're still playing, right?
I think.
Are they still going to play, or the NBA just... They haven't forgot about us, have they?
I think the NBA just kind of forgot about round two.
They know that the Bucks and Celtics got to play.
You know, round one was so enthralling that... Who do you want the Packers to take at 12? What do you want them to do? 414-799-1250. 105.7 FM, The Fan, your home for coverage once again of this year's draft, not just Thursday, but Friday night. Join myself, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, and many others, including you, for our Fans' Friday Night Draft Show. Friday night at 6 o'clock, right here on The Fan.
It was just, you know, like every year. But yeah, I think, again, like some of the things we've done, I think where our team sits today, I'm not super concerned about, hey, we absolutely have to do this, we absolutely have to do that. I think we can kind of sit back, see where the draft board is strong, try to get there, and then just take the best players available. You know, we've always looked at this as a long-term type thing, you know, the draft specifically, and I think it's a really good draft overall, and I think we have a chance to help our team, so we're excited.
Brian Gutekunst talking earlier this week. Heard a little from Matt LaFleur yesterday, as well as the team gets ready to draft a whole new class of players. Hopefully one that sticks around, unlike some of these draft classes of old. For what it's worth, Aaron Rodgers says he will likely look at the draft when the Packers are on the clock. Otherwise, he'll be watching the NHL or NBA playoffs. So just so you want to know what Rodgers is up to if they do draft Drew Lock from Missouri, who the Packers seem to like, the quarterback.
How about that?
He'll find out later on.
How about that? We're excited about the draft. We're doing draft shows. Fans are just talking about the draft all for the months and months. And then the quarterback doesn't even care about the draft until after the draft is actually done, which I'm fine with.
Well, yeah, what do you do if you're on the team? Do you sit there and watch the draft for 15 hours?
Well, how about this? Or do guys who feel like their position is on the line, do they look and they say, oh, my God, I'm a defensive lineman. Oh, the Packers just drafted three defensive linemen. They're looking to replace me because they think I suck. Or how about, how'd you feel if you're Brett Favre in 2005? And all of a sudden, the first round, they did select Aaron Rodgers. And you're like, what the hell?
Bus Cook was on the phone so fast.
I know.
Trying to figure out what the hell was going on.
I mean, that ruined his Saturday night. No doubt, man.
Who was? Was it Keyshawn Johnson? There was some receiver that their team drafted a receiver, and he tweeted, like, congratulations, excited to work with you. And then that receiver ended up getting cut or traded quickly after that. It was a few years ago. I forget who it was.
Had to be quite a few of us with Keyshawn.
Yeah, something like that. But that has happened a lot in the past. Yeah, I think if you're fine with your position on your team, yeah, you find out who they draft in the newspaper. If you're worried that you might lose a roster spot, you are watching that draft. You are looking for those picks to get tipped, hoping that you still have a job. So the Packers do have 12 and they have 30. Now they could trade it. They could move up. They could move back, which a lot of people see might be an option if they do want one of those front seven guys. You could move back a few spots, get another draft pick, still get a guy you want. They did that last year with the cornerback, Alexander. So it still worked out for them last year. Now you got a first-round pick this year because of it. What do you want the Packers to do at 12. Let's go to George on the north side, 799-1250. Georgie, what's up?
Hey, George.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I'm looking at it like this. They did some pretty good pickups in free agency. I believe after the draft is over and everything clear, there will be some decent free agents for them to fill a little bit of more of their gaps. I believe at this point in time, the Packers need to start taking the best player available. So if the best player available is a linebacker, a defensive tackle, a quarterback, et cetera, you take that player. So that they need to start hitting on these players, and they need to start getting impact player. So if an impact player is there on defense, and you're thinking about you want to get a tight end, so you prefer the tight end over defender, and then what happens after the season starts, that person you passed on end up being rookie of the year. Look like a good example is when we sat there, I understand we had to get a cornerback, but we let J.J. Watt, little brother, go, and then he went over to Pittsburgh, and he ended up being actually above-average linebacker.
Oh, we haven't talked T.J. Watt, Kevin King in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
George. I'll let you guys talk. Thanks for talking to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
It's a big year for Kevin King to prove us otherwise on that deal. But, yeah, I mean, the Packers have so many holes right now, Bart. I feel other than quarterback, running back, too. I think they're good in running back right now. But with that first pick, yeah, it's got to be best player available. I mean, I don't want an offensive lineman with that first pick. The linebacker out of Michigan, if you somehow packaged a couple of draft picks to move up a little bit, if you could take him, I kind of like him.
Is that Bush?
Yes, Devin Bush. Name escaped me for a second there. Devin Bush.
I don't know how I came up with it.
Yeah, well, now I'll never forget it.
Who's the one that liked horses? Was that Devin Bush?
Who owned horses?
Yeah, Clemens had that guy.
And somehow he had horses, and he was a college football player.
Oh, no, I think that was Devin White. Devin White
was former center fielder?
No. Devin White, linebacker, LSU.
I mean, most people be like, you know, if we draft you, are you going to bring your horse? And I'm like, how's the weather? You know, what type of environment is it? Because I haven't been in a lot of places. Like, I've never been in New York. You know, I met with the Giants. I was like, I've never been there. So what should I expect? Could I bring a horse there? I mean, everybody really fond of it. And they think it's really funny to see a football player riding horses. I got seven. The first horse name is Ricky Bobby. So I just be naming them like, I got a horse called Sugar, Sweetheart. Man, just whatever comes to your mind the day they born and you first see them.
All right, so there you go. It's Devin White.
Northern Wisconsin is probably a bad place for a horse.
No way.
Yes.
There's a ton of farmland.
Yeah, but I mean, you can only ride him, what, a couple of months a year? I mean, he rides these horses, doesn't he?
Oh, no, that's true.
I mean, otherwise you keep him in the barn the whole time. How many months can you ride him? 4 or 5 months of the year, maybe?
I don't know. Why don't, instead of getting guys like Ross Tucker on, we get a horse expert for part of our extensive draft preview show?
I know a
show
few
tomorrow.
Women who got a horse face. Does that count? I think everybody does.
Chuck knows how to treat a lady.
Devin Bush, back to that. If he slides, because I've seen projections where he can go as high as 4, and I've seen him even maybe go out of the top 10. That would be the guy I would take. And if it took, and maybe if you had to move up a couple of picks to get him, I think that's the guy I'd like.
Can I talk to you off air for a second? Just turn.
No, you can tell me.
No, just turn the mic off.
Okay.
Let's talk off air for a sec. Hey, Chuck, we're actually doing pretty well with women right now. I don't know if you. So let's curtail back the horse face stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the women kind of enjoy that.
They enjoy being called a horse face?
Well, not all women.
I mean, women do hate other women.
See, I think women in Wisconsin get a bad rap. I think there's some very good-looking women who people say, oh, women. No, I think there's some very good-looking women in Wisconsin.
Women in Wisconsin?
Yes. Absolutely. Although I will stand by, the further north you go, you know, the bigger they get.
Can we turn the mics back on?
Yeah, we should turn them off, maybe.
Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Thanks for allowing us to do that. Brian is in Greenfield. What's up, Brian? What do you want the Packers to do at 12?
Well, I agree with what people are saying, the best player available, but I think it needs to come with an asterisk. The best player available, if they're a tight end, an offensive lineman, or anywhere in the front seven on the defense. I mean, even an offensive lineman, if it's one of those good guys that they feel is the best player available, you can never have too many good offensive linemen. You know, you got to shore that up for Rodgers. But, you know, any of those positions, no running backs, no receivers, and no defensive backs.
I'm not sure I want a tight end. I know Hockenson's the big tight end out of Iowa that could go top 10, and if he falls to 12, there will be a lot of people that want him there. I'm kind of focused on defense at this point. I don't know. The tight end thing, I feel kind of skittish about that for whatever reason.
Really?
I don't think I want them to draft a tight end. Brian, thanks.
Neither one of those guys from Iowa? Like,
well,
Hockenson?
If they get like Fant at 30, that's different.
Weird.
I don't know if I want them at 12 to use that on a tight end.
How did Iowa, of all programs, corner the market at tight ends? I mean, how did they luck into two great tight ends like that? Yet the Iowa football program can never get to a major bowl. But they got two great tight ends who could go in the top 15.
Let's see. Muley says, Devin White of LSU rode a horse around campus. Mr. Milwaukee tweets in, Chuck and Bart, you can ride horses all year round.
Well, I'm sure you can,
so
but I mean...
That's where the reaction's coming.
But, I mean, if it's really cold, you don't want to ride a horse, do you?
What do you want the Packers
like riding
to do
a motorcycle.
At 12? Chuck and Winkler, 414-799-1250. More from you guys straight ahead as the NFL Draft tomorrow night. We'll have you covered again. Q Club of Wisconsin with the big show and our draft show. Friday night, we'll have you covered here as well, right here on The Fan.
I mean, everybody really fond of it, and they think it's really funny to see a football player riding horses. I got seven. The first horse name is Ricky Bobby. So I just be naming them like, I got a horse called Sugar, Sweetheart. Man, just whatever comes to your mind the day they born and you first see.
You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain.
No, the name is Ricky Bobby. No, and Sugar.
Not as good as Wildfire.
No.
I mean, if I had a horse, I'd name him Wildfire.
Yeah, I think that's obvious.
That's like the greatest horse song ever.
That's Devin White, linebacker, LSU, could go to the Packers at 12. A lot of different options that they would have there. What do you want them to do tomorrow night at 12? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Ron says, didn't Chuck ever hear of a horse-drawn sleigh saying that Green Bay would be a bad place for horses? I went on one of my first dates with my wife was a carriage ride in the winter.
Oh, I like those.
Yeah.
No, see, I like.
You can have horses up here in the wintertime.
Well, no, you can. But I'm not that you can't.
She paid for it.
You'd probably have it down. Well, yeah, you can ride those around downtown Milwaukee. I've seen those.
We do one downtown Oshkosh.
They have horses, the carriage rides in Oshkosh?
Oh, yeah.
Do they really? Wow, that's news to me. Hmm. What else is Oshkosh known for? They got the Menominee Arena there. They got carriage. What I didn't, because I go through downtown Oshkosh and I see nothing. I just see hotel buildings where I don't know why they have hotels down there, because who's coming to Oshkosh to stay?
Hello, Beckett's.
Who?
They got a bar called Beckett's.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Blue Moon.
You have a couple of fish fries.
Cafe.
Is that what they have there? Okay.
The French Quarter.
Oh,
that's a bar.
All right.
They got a college.
They have a
They got the D3 basketball champions in Oshkosh.
Okay. Yeah. I like that the facility that they play in up there, where they usually have basketball sectionals, or they used to have the basketball sectionals.
The Kolf Center?
The Kolf Center, yes. Yeah, I like the Kolf Center.
All right.
They got a Dick's Sporting Goods off the freeway.
They do, and it's right next to a Lowe's.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, what else do they got? They got an A&W there.
They have a Johnny Rockets. They have a Perkins.
Got a miniature golf course.
Settlers Mill, sure. 799-1250, what do you want the Packers to do at 12? Matt tweets in, if Hockenson is there, the tight end from Iowa, you run the card up and you never look back. If they take a tight end, look, I guess if the question is, would you tank Gronk at 12? So if you think this guy's going to be like a Hall of Fame tight end, would you take him at 12? Well, then the answer might be yes. I might be falling into the trap of take a player that you need. And I know we always say best player available, but I would like to see them continue to improve on defense. Tight end, they've got three tight ends on the roster. And are Jimmy Graham, Mercedes Lewis, and Robert Tonyan world beaters?
They won't be on the roster in 2 years.
No, but will they fit in LaFleur's offense for what they need right now?
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy Graham's like one more year. And I just, that's it. Tanyan, he's a backup. So if they thought they could draft, if one of those guys, that tight end, Hockenson, if they thought he was the next Gronk, yeah, if you think that guy's the next Gronk, then take him. Then take him, yeah. I mean, Gronk? Put Gronk with Aaron Rodgers? He got you something right there.
What do you want the Packers to do at 12? 414-799-1250. Let's get out to Mike, who is in Franklin. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I agree. Take the best player available. But if that best player available is not available, then I would say take offensive line. Because at the end of the day, you got to keep Rodgers upright. We've seen, you know, what this offense is without him or him hurt. Last couple of years, you're 6-8, so on and so forth. So, I mean, just take the best player available. If not, you got to keep the franchise protected. You just invested $100-some-odd million in them, so you got to protect Rodgers.
Yeah, you got to protect Rodgers, but Packer fans all want Rodgers to get the heave ho, which I still don't understand why. Well, people just are so quick to dismiss Rodgers, and they want him out. And anytime you discuss the contract with somebody, it's like, geez, what are they doing? It's like, man, we want to push this guy out. That's you'll be regretting that move. You did that.
I don't understand why we say heave-ho so much on this show. That's my fault. I was the first one to say it.
We do?
Yeah, we say heave-ho a lot.
Do we?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
I said it once like a year ago.
Yeah?
I can't stop saying it. It permeated through you now.
I've said it? I don't remember saying it.
You just said it right now.
But I said heave-ho?
Yes.
I did with Rodgers? Oh, I didn't even know I did that. Okay. All right.
You said Jesus. So many Packer fans want him to get the heave-ho.
Did I say that? All right.
Got to get that out of my heave-ho.
Got to get that out of my lexicon.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. You said.
I know, but like, why do people even say it? The heave-ho.
heave-ho. I think that's from like the umpire. Like an umpire throws somebody out of the game.
No, heave-ho.
I gave Billy Martin the heave-ho.
So stupid. Jason is in South Milwaukee. What's up, Jason? What do you want the Packers to do at 12?
At 12, I want more defense. I really do. I know that there's a lot of needs on this team. You know, the offensive line, maybe another receiver, Noah Fant or Font, however you pronounce his name, that tight end. We really need a defense. If Rodgers' skill set is beginning to dwindle, then we need to solidify that team and get him the help he needs on the opposite side of the ball. Now, I don't follow a ton of college ball, so I can't rifle off 5 or 6 or 10 different defensive players to go after. But I do know that this draft is stacked with a lot of talent on the defensive side of the ball. So you need to solidify that defense with the number 12 pick. Please, Goody, do it. Get it done. Hey, and Chuck, tomorrow night, I'm going to get some Robert's specialty meats. I'm getting ribs on a stick. I'm going tonight to pick it up to be ready for tomorrow night.
And don't settle with 1 pound of Robert's ribs on a stick. You get yourself 3 or 4 pounds. You get some steaks.
No. I'm getting 5 pounds because I'm on leftovers.
Oh, there you go. Oh, absolutely, man. A couple of minutes on each side. Guys. Yeah, definitely, man. Good.
Wait, do you know how to get to Robert's? Because when Chuck talks about Robert's, half of the time it's the actual directions.
Oh, you bet your bottom dollar, Winks. You betcha. You better believe it. I take the Rock Freeway, get off at 164, 164, or no, Y, I'm sorry. Get off the Rock Freeway, go to Y, take Y, cross 164, Sunset. It's on my left-hand side of the road, baby.
Wow, you are attentive to my preaching on that, man. I must be doing a great job on those Robert's commercials because this guy's got it exactly down.
Thanks,
man.
Jason.
Jeez. Good one, Jason. Yes. Get you some brisket burgers while you're there, too.
Couple of tweets coming in. Ron says, who comes to Oshkosh? Duh. And then a link to the EAA Air Venture Week.
Oh, I hate that week. I do. I hate that week. Because you know why? Because traffic is brutal going through that stretch. Like, if you're going to go golfing up there. And my kid. My youngest lives in Oshkosh. He does. But trying to go through that stretch there, God, I'm always running. And one little accident, man, really throws the whole thing into a mess. But it's always traffic. It's like the last week of July, is that part?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been. Have you?
I was very young when I went.
Don't have any interest in going.
Alan says, Chuck needs to watch Around the Corner with John McGivern. for Oshkosh. It's a good series to learn about other cities. Ask Coach Mike about it. Check it out.
Well, let me just say that. That is a great show. I think if John McGivern ever gave up doing that show, I'd fill in. I'd want to do that show. I love that show. Mm. That is a great show. Yes. Any shows about Wisconsin, like Discover Wisconsin and all that, I think those are fantastic shows where they visit these small towns around Wisconsin. I love them, man. Yeah, John McGivern, you ever give that up? And whoever's producing that show, I'm your guy. I'm your guy. I'll go anywhere.
414-799-1250. What do you want the Packers to do at 12? Our friend Jason there, he's going to go get some Robert's Specialty Meats and go home and grill that out. If you'd rather be out and about tomorrow night, well, you could be out and about, Chuck, tomorrow night and meet some of our boys from this very station during our draft show.
You got that, player. The guys of the big show will be there from 2 until 6 at the Q Club of Wisconsin on Waukesha's Great North Side. They'll be there from 2 until 6, and the draft show takes over beginning at 6. Michaels and Ellerson will be there for that as well. So Ellie will be there all day, devouring all their food and running up a food bill there and broadcasting when he gets a chance. So if you haven't been to the Q Club of Wisconsin, there's your chance to enjoy the great-tasting food, the wings, the awesome burgers, the appetizers, and, of course, they got the indoor sports room there as well with the pool, the tornado foosball, the darts, their indoor bocce ball league that's going on. You can try out their courts. They put a lot of money in their indoor bocce ball courts, and really it's been a successful adventure for them. Fish fries on Wednesday nights, on Friday, award-winning fish fries, four different styles, pile high with all the extras. But get there for the big show tomorrow from 2 to 6, the draft show starting at 6, and they'll have all the food there, an extensive menu, the sandwiches, the burgers, the wings, the appetizers, it's all good. Get there, the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard. That is Highway T. You know how to get there? 94 westbound or eastbound, get off on T, that turns into Grandview, about a half mile south in. You'll see the sign, Q Club Wisconsin, go inside. Hey, if you get there for the draft show, you get there for the big show, that's great. Get there for any time, man. They got sports on TV. They got the entertainment room, good food. That's exactly what you want in the sports bar, and that's why I talk about it all the time. The Q Club of Wisconsin on Waukesha's Great North Side. Visit them online, qclub@wi.com, or on Facebook.
Just however they, you know, want me to. Today I was taking reps at center, left guard. Just however they want me to play, I'll play for them. You know, they have my back, I'll have their back.
Chuck and Winkler from the Bryant-Stratton College Athletic Studios. Bucks, Celtics this weekend, maybe. We'll talk to Matt Velasquez coming up in about 8 minutes from the Journal Sentinel here on The Fan. Ask Chuck and Winkler anything. Get your questions and tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan, hashtag AskCW. We'll do that in about an hour. That was Cole Madison, who is back. He was a draft pick last year, offensive lineman, then decided to take a year off from football to work through some mental health issues. One of his teammates took his own life. It was a very tough experience for him. He said he was going through a lot of other stuff, and he just needed to kind of reacclimate himself. And it's okay for young men to admit that they need mental health, and I applaud him for doing that. But now he's back, and from a football standpoint, that almost gives you like a bonus pick for this year's class. So do you want the Packers to take an offensive lineman early? What can Cole Madison provide? And keep in mind, Chuck, this team still has Brian Bulaga. I think a lot of people think that he's gone. They signed Billy Turner. Their starting five right now should be Bakhtiari, Taylor, Lindsley, Turner, and Bulaga. That's a pretty decent starting five. Now, the depth has always been an issue, so you do want to build that back up. I would stay away from offensive line at the 12th pick. I'd rather see that. I'd go defense first. I could be talked into the tight end as the next spot. If like DK Metcalf's there, that receiver, I could be talked into that at 12. But I would not like to see them go offensive. Not with the other options there, I would not go offensive line at 12.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I don't put too much stock in Bulaga. I just think you need to move on from that. I do at right tackle because of his injuries. I mean, I don't know how the guy's still standing up. He never completes a game. You got to find his replacement at right tackle. But I don't think you should do it in the first round, though. I think getting an offensive lineman in the first round is just a waste. Just a waste of a pick. I'd rather have a skilled guy or a linebacker, defensive back, safety. An offensive lineman in that first round, I want a playmaker. And I just I don't want to see – I'm fine with a tight end, but just not an offensive lineman.
799-1250, what do you want the Packers to do at 12? Jim's in his car. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
I'm going to agree and disagree with you. I think they do need to go O-line. I think they take the 12th pick, and I think they trade back to about 20, and you try to pick up a third or a fourth-round pick. You've got the best quarterback on the planet, and you cannot protect him. You've got two nice anchors at left tackle and center, and everybody else on that line is a question mark. And you can't have that. So I think you try trade back into the middle of the round, though, pick up another pick, and I think you get the best offensive lineman available. You've got neither quality or depth, except for right tackle and center, or excuse me, left tackle and center. And you have to do something about it. You got to do something about it quickly.
You think that's more pressing than a defensive guy at 12?
It's more pressing than anything else on that team, because Aaron Rodgers is now looking at the last part of his career, the last 5-6 years. He's not going to be as mobile as he has been, even though he'll still be relatively mobile. And the guy's taken quite a beating over the last 3 years. You have to protect him, or nothing else matters.
Yeah, but you can't find a guy to protect him like the Packers have later in the draft?
I don't think so. And you can't be drafting guys at this point in his career that are going to take 2 to 3 years to mature. We're not at that point anymore. You need to solidify that line, and then this year and next year, and it has to happen quickly now.
Okay, all right. Yeah, not only that, for the running game, protecting Aaron Rodgers is one thing, but you got to have some run graders up there to create some holes and get these guys moving a little bit in that backfield.
How about you name a position, any position, and if the Packers take that position at 12, I'll give you my one word, or I'll give you like a groan. I'll give you a noise reaction. So throw out some positions, and if the Packers take him at 12, I'll give you a noise reaction, how I'd feel about it.
Just a position, not
just
a player.
Just a position.
Linebacker.
All right.
Safety.
Interesting.
Defensive back.
Okay.
We'll stick with defense, and we'll go defensive line. Special teams player.
Yeah.
With the first pick?
No.
Oh. Offensive guard.
Ooh.
Left tackle. Right tackle.
All right. The offensive line's not going to be the same.
No, they're not. I mean, I think left tackle's a little different than offensive guard.
Say quarterback.
Come on, I make the choices here.
You're doing every spot on the line.
Well, but I mean, I think they're different.
I just thought you'd say offensive line.
Okay, well, we'll get to it.
We should have rehearsed that, is what we should have done.
Tailback.
Running back. Halfback.
Fullback.
H-back. Fullback.
Quarterback.
Splitback.
Wide receiver. Slot receiver.
Wide receiver. End around. End. Left end.
Jeff Janis.
Guard. Jeff Janis. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. Matt Velasquez. You know what?
Kicker. Punter.
Ooh.
Punter gate.
They say they don't know when the Bucks play. Is Matt Velasquez lying to us? Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We'll talk about the Bucks-Celtics series coming up next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.